Hey, Sporkies, welcome back to another episode of hopefully your favorite horror movie podcast. I'm joined today by...
me!
Once again, Gavin. Gavin's here. And to this and this week, Friday is St. Paddy's Day, so naturally we have to cover one of the other iconic pre-us-being-alive horror movie icon villains things. It's a leprechaun. The leprechaun. Leprechaun.
It's a leprechaun.
A lot of these movies. And so we're going to talk in detail a bit about the very first one, because Jennifer Aniston's in it, and then briefly on the series as a whole, because I don't want to dedicate another episode to this little shit ever
again. So. That's a good idea. Just right off the bat, are we going to omit the WWE production studio Leprechaun that technically falls in this category?
I can't admit it. Sorry, if it's got the name, it's a part of this.
Oh, okay,
it's getting grouped in. Unfortunately,
I think the Miz might be in that movie. I'm not sure.
As he should be.
Not super familiar with that one.
But yeah, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Leprechaun movies. It seems like that this does not include the WWE one when you Google it. So I guess we won't count it. But there's 8, I guess. I don't think they're sequential by any means. Actually, I'm assuming they're definitely not once you get to Leprechaun 4 in space. But, I guess technically Leprechaun is a strong start to the franchise and everything just gets worse after that.
I mean, I think...
Can't speak to it.
Yeah, I don't... Just, if you have any interest in Leprechaun lore... The first one does a decent job of just, you know, filling people in on the truth behind leprechauns, plural leprechauns. They are not nice. And, like, that's something that, you know, Lucky Charms tries to fool everybody. But if you notice, Lucky Charms is, like, he robbed those kids and he's running away from them. Like, we gotta, you know, open their eyes, people.
Yeah, the leprechaun propaganda... regarding them being great creatures, silly little mystical fairies of sorts. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
They're disgusting, and they hate us.
They're bad dudes.
Yeah, man. And they don't care what we want. They just want their gold, okay?
Facts.
And they'll do anything they have to. That being said, not very scary, because they're tiny.
Yeah.
That being said, I can say that watching the movie, but, like, you know, if I were... walking down a dark alley and leprechaun pulled up on me, I'd be like, you know, taken aback.
I mean, to be fair, if I was walking in a dark alley and Warwick Davis outside of costume and makeup walked up on me, I'd be pretty taken aback as well. No offense, you know, to my dude, but
there is a shining star in the movie, and it is not Jennifer Aniston
yet,
but it's definitely Warwick Davis. Jennifer Aniston, I'm pretty sure, is ashamed of her role in this movie, unfortunately.
Yeah, as far as I know, she, like, doesn't even credit herself in this movie.
Which is crazy. She does such a great job as the final girl, you know?
I mean...
Such a great job. How old is she here? 20...
She's gotta be, like...
Quick math. It is 24?
She's, like, 54 now or something like that.
I think she's 24 in this movie. I think if I remember,
that would be
69.
That would be 30 years.
69 to 93. Quick math. That's right, 24.
Yeah.
For sure. Cool. She's 24 in this movie. We're 24 now. I can't imagine doing Leprechaun right now.
You know, what I can imagine doing, though, Dan?
What?
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
What do you think Gavin's going to say? Fill out the poll question below that Spotify likes to have randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sidebar. Actually, let me talk about the show for a second. So I used to upload the episodes through Anchor. Anchor got bought and is owned by Spotify now. And so now I just do everything through Spotify, and it distributes to Apple. So I don't think it'll mess up anything, but when I check the stats, like, it says we get listeners from different platforms. So if you can't listen anymore, I guess let me know. I don't think it should be an issue. But fun fact, if you didn't know, Anchor got bought by Spotify.
I did not know that.
So that's your
they can thank us for that.
Some yeah, we played a part in that. Some behind the scenes information for you before we get too in depth here. But yeah, we are talking about original 1993 Leprechaun. Before we get even deeper into pooping all over this silly little franchise that exists,
I'm not doing any pooping.
No,
I'm only doing the reverse of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Praising.
Anyways, excuse me, Leprechaun. This it's got a score. Rotten Tomatoes. Critically, what do you think this blockbuster has?
I'm gonna give it a little bit more than I think it really is. Is it what is it, like a 30%?
You've given it exactly a little bit more than it actually has.
29%?
It's a bit less than that. You're so close.
28%.
27.
Well, yeah, that was not a little bit.
That 3% is not a little
three
bit.
Three is several.
Several. Okay, bits. Got it. Sorry. I hope somebody's starting a dictionary, a Bloody Sport dictionary, on all of our specifics for the sake of just these numbers. There's only 15 critical reviews. I can only imagine.
That sounds about right.
Let's see. This positive review says Leprechaun is a film that severely requires the
Leprechaun
viewer.
Leprechaun is a film. That's all it says.
That's all. Pretty honestly, yeah. Severely requires the viewer to suspend all believability and plausibility. Yet, if you sit back and just go along for the ride, you will find it to be more enjoyable than you might expect.
Who would watch this movie and be like, "This was I need to hear serious Leprechaun lore, and I really, you know, if it's not by the book Leprechaun."
So here's what happened. This is written by Stephanie Archer for the Film Inquiry. She wrote this in 2021 for some reason.
Wow.
March 19th. So clearly she was just watching Leprechaun-based movies.
There's only these. So like, I think there are like some weird, like, you know, sci-fi original Leprechauns and shit.
I believe one of the Leprechaun entries is a sci-fi original, and it's I think Leprechaun Origins.
That's the you're right. That's the WWE one, and I'm pretty sure it was like straight to sci-fi. Like I think you're right.
Okay. Yeah. And once you get to like Leprechaun Returns in 2018, I think that's like your real fall from grace. That one, Leprechaun Returns, is called a comedy fantasy. It doesn't even have a horror tag, so I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I will say,
I don't know.
When I first saw the original, I was young, you know, so I was a little scared, because there's, you know, when you're a little kid, you're scared of everything.
He's ugly.
But I will also agree with the fact that every movie after that is all just like, what kind of fucking Looney Tunes shit can we make Warwick Davis do and make it look funny, you know, like
he does some goofy ass shit.
Getting high, he's going to space, I think he has a rap in one of the To the Hood movies. Like you know.
So just a brief history so maybe you can understand how catastrophic of a series this is. Again, all you gotta do is Google Leprechaun movie series, you'll see what I'm seeing. We get Leprechaun 1, which comes out in 93. And this is a trend, I think, for like 80s, 90s movies, mm-hmm. that they just see the success of the first one and just start pumping them out, right?
Success. Happened. I don't know.
Yeah, enough of a success.
Yeah.
Because Leprechaun 2 comes out a year later in 94. Leprechaun 3 comes out the following year in 95. And then Leprechaun 4 goes to space and comes out in 96, which I think is the same year as Jason 10 when he went to space. So that's interesting.
Hell yeah. They should have had him fight.
I believe the only thing I remember from Leprechaun 4 in space is the Leprechaun casts a giant middle finger at them and like it floats through space. I could be misremembering. That could be any 90s horror movie, probably.
That might even be a scene from a Smash Bros. animation, honestly.
They then take a 4-year hiatus and we get Leprechaun in the Hood in 2000.
Starring.
They then decide, starring Ice-T. Ice-T is in that movie.
SVU's very own.
As Mac Daddy is specifically.
I don't want to know him as any other
name.
Person.
we They then decide that In the Hood was worth investing in because they take 3 years off again to come back with Leprechaun 2, Back to the Hood, all right? A sequel of sorts.
I'm going to need you to read it like how it's spelled, Dan. Thanks.
I'm sorry. Let me just, Leprechaun, Back to the,
Back to the, Back to the Hood.
Then we get our longest hiatus, and it's 11 years until we get Leprechaun Origins, which I think was a serious attempt at making the Leprechaun itself at least a little scary looking.
Well, we can compare it to, you know, the most recent Wrong Turn. Yes. How it, like, literally it has nothing to do with the originals, but, like, they tried to brand it as, like, oh, this is part. That's what this Leprechaun was, where it's not, Warwick Davis isn't in it. He didn't want anything to do with it. The Leprechaun's, like, a weird monster golem looking thing. Yeah,
it looks like one of the creatures from the Cave movie, 2005
the Descent.
I can't remember the name. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Please.
So, please. They were just, like, trying to rebrand it.
Yeah, this is the WWE production, yeah. And it's a terrible design. Honestly, yeah, is bad. Terrible compared to Warwick Davis's Leprechaun. So definitely don't watch Origins. I think there's some kind things to be said about Leprechaun in the Hood in those two movies. I do believe people look upon those fondly.
Those were just straight comedy.
Yeah. Can you just imagine spending your budget on toking up an imaginary fairy creature?
I mean, what was the budget? Like $6?
And they spent that on all the weed. Yeah.
A couple McChickens.
And it says, I think this is saying Sci-Fi made Leprechaun Returns. I could be wrong. But
the second one?
No. The 2018 one.
The most recent one, I think Sci-Fi
also did. Well, I could be wrong. This one, they try to go back a little more original to form with the look of Leprechaun. I have no idea about this movie.
It's so gross. They try to make it look like Warwick Davis's, but it's just uncomfortable. Like, even more uncomfortable than the Warwick Davis Leprechaun to look at.
Yeah, and it looks like they got, they got this Mr. Lyndon Porco to play him. But yeah, I want to say because maybe a certain somebody, is he, no? No, he's still kicking. I was going to say, is Warwick Davis dead? He's not dead.
No, he's still
alive. He doesn't want to be the Leprechaun anymore. Honestly, I don't blame him.
He was in...
Fair.
All the Harry Potters?
Yes. Yeah, he played one of
the... I didn't watch any of that shit.
All right, let's relax, first off. Wow. Anyways, let us finish our one bit. Rotten Tomatoes fan score
like
for
40.
Original Leprechaun. Lower.
No, really, the fans in, like, 16?
Yeah. Okay, much higher. You really overshot and undershot.
33.
32. Ooh. That's nearly spot on. Brian B. wrote that Warwick Davis and Jennifer Aniston carry the film on their backs. Aside from them, the film is pretty corny and awful. 2 stars.
Oh, that's just...
Damn.
So mean. I wouldn't say Jennifer Aniston had much to do
with the movie. She did. She played a good generic final girl at the end there, and that was about it. She fell for the first guy she saw a little too quickly, in my opinion, and that was about it. That's her character.
So I try not to quote from, like, other podcasts too often, but way, like, in 2019, I listened to these guys, the Horror Movie Club, do a Leprechaun episode. And I remember 2 things from that. The other one I'll bring up if it comes up. But the other one was that he summed up Jennifer Aniston just perfectly. He said it was just like watching Rachel Green fight a leprechaun. That's all the movie was.
That's just actually, an extension of Friends. Because everybody's way more familiar with Friends than the Leprechaun franchise. Yeah. Unfortunately, we live in a society, am I right?
Yeah.
Come on. Regardless... Yeah, no, that's a pretty spot-on summary. And she would go on to do Friends a year after Leprechaun. So, as much as she wants to hate on Leprechaun, they got her to where she is.
And she literally just used the character for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works. And she does it well every time. Congratulations. You're doing great.
Beast.
Miss Aniston, let us know when you want to get on the show. Right? We could book Jennifer Aniston, surely.
Oh, yeah, she's got nothing going on.
She's not doing anything else, right? Right? Either way, I guess we'll say spoilers if you care that much about watching Leprechaun. It's been a long time. So
I know, honestly, I feel like
30 years.
You only should reserve the spoilers notification for movies that came out within the last 10 years. Other than that, it's on you. If you haven't seen it yet, don't blame us.
This movie celebrated its 30th year anniversary, January 8th of this year. Disgusting. And box office, $8.6 million. I can't find a budget. It says a budget of $1 million. So, you know.
It's more than I thought.
Profit. That's which part? The box office or the budget?
The budget. Box office seems pretty on par with what I've anticipated. I wonder if that factors in all the times I've streamed it.
Yeah. Probably not. Hopefully not. I would love to do... I should have done any research at all and, like, gotten all the budgets and all the diminishing returns. But I can show you immediately that the second one got $2.3 million at the box office. So you can just imagine the rest of the decline.
I don't think probably. Any of the other ones even were in theaters.
Yeah, after third?
I'm serious. I don't even...
I think you're right.
I didn't even know the second one was in theaters, to be honest with you.
Oh, actually, correct. Leprechaun 3 is a 1995 American slasher comedy film, and the third and first direct-to-video installment. Nice. So that's good. That's really good. Strong.
Amazing.
Strong. Strong run. And I can't tell you shit about 2 or 3 or 4.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And maybe a little bit on the two HUD ones. But we're here to talk about the first one first and foremost. Starting off with the cover, if you follow us on Instagram, at Bloody Spork, you'll have seen the AI-generated portrait of Jennifer Aniston that they decided to use for the movie cover. I don't know what went wrong there. If I'm her, I'd have some serious issues with myself.
You know, I don't think the poster was her biggest concern with this movie. I'm being honest with you. I think she's...
And, this was actually my first time sitting down and watching this all the way through. And so, with minimal expectations, I can say I was not at all surprised by the quality of this movie. But it was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be.
I think it's
funnier looking back. I think it's funnier watching it now. I don't think I'd find it as funny watching it in 1993. But watching it in 2023, it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, it was like... It was almost like it's too correct to be funny in 1993, but it's also too, like, risky to not, like, to be okay to say the stuff it said in 2023.
Yeah. And I guess without further ado, we'll discuss the Leprechaun. I think looks-wise... They nailed it. I can't imagine the Leprechaun looking like anything else.
Yeah, agreed.
And those later movies really, really, really show how badly the Leprechaun just needs to look like this and only this ever.
Mm-hmm.
Warwick Davis, like we said, does great. He is the Leprechaun, just like a lot of these older guys embody their characters. And he is a little shit throughout the entire movie. I can't... It's not until the end that he starts to actually become like... horrifying in a way.
I mean
the first like 92% of the movie he's kind of just like ha get fucked,
he's
loser,
like biting people and like touching them under tables and stuff.
He literally just grabs a man right by his cock and balls.
Oh my god,
I don't know,
both at the same time.
I'm like 90% sure whatever this dude's name is that Jennifer Aniston just thinks the hottest thing imaginable as soon as she gets there. Who is that guy?
I honestly don't remember any of anything. The names.
Man. They have a sick business. It's called The Three Guys That Paint. That's good. I was a fan of that. Yeah. I don't know if they provide anything to this character, or this movie. They don't provide anything to their characters.
What's that book but, that we read? Well, I didn't read it, because I don't read the books. But with the, the kid and the older guy... And he shoots him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that kid and the older guy, and he shoots him.
How many books in high school do we read about a kid and a guy, and he shoots the one that has learning problems?
You think I've read less than you did in high school, buddy.
Is that Of Mice and Men? Is that what that book is?
There you go. Oh yeah, the big guy. Why did Leprechaun? Why do we have that character here?
I guess because they needed somebody to eat the gold.
Yeah. What's up with that? Doesn't make any sense, man.
So they had to
like I don't know.
Make him.
But they're nice about it. They try to be nice about it for some reason.
I don't know.
I'm surprised there isn't just a line from some random character calling him, you know, the R word at some point in this
movie. That's what I'm saying. Like, 1993, you, like, fully expect them to just berate this poor guy.
And they even have, like, and they just, they do it anyway. They just have a little kid explain to the audience, basically, why this adult character is an idiot.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we're going to make you smart one day. I already am smart.
We're going to get you the operation that makes you smart. What is that?
Well, like, what operation? What operation?
Sorry, that was insensitive.
They needed somebody to believe there's a leprechaun? To spread leprechaun propaganda?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they all believed that the guy was a leprechaun.
Yeah, why can't a normal man just spread leprechaun propaganda?
I'm telling you.
That's what the original old guy was going to do.
They couldn't come up with any ideas, so they were just like, okay, here we go. We're going to make somebody just really dull, and he's going to eat the coin because he thinks it's chocolate. And the whole movie is going to be because it's in his stomach. And they're like, yeah, write that down. That's good.
Let's see. Nathan Murphy is the worker's name that Jennifer Aniston falls in love with. I don't know. Nathan Murphy, Leprechaun. I just want to see his actor name because I don't know if he's done anything else ever. He does not look familiar.
Couldn't tell you.
Ken O'Lant, what have you done since Leprechaun? Was that the peak of your career?
It looks like it. He was in House, apparently, for one episode. Criminal Minds for an episode.
Okay, so yeah.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Leprechaun was the peak of your career. Congratulations, Mr. O'Lant.
Yeah, you literally career is terrible. Good job.
Yeah, you got bullied by a leprechaun for 60 minutes.
The real question is, how many commercials has he done?
Now that he might have me beat there, I will give it to him. He's definitely done more commercials than me.
Oh yeah, you know what?
At least one more Leprechaun movie than me.
You make a good point.
I can't. You know, I could change that at any moment.
You're right. We can change that literally right now.
Gavin and I could have a Leprechaun movie filmed and edited and out by like the end of the month
for the budget that I already proposed, 6 McChickens.
And I'd accept it too. And it'd be on par with the
and
series.
Christian would be in it.
I think it could be a serious entry into the Leprechaun lore and franchise. Just let us know what you want to see. We'll just make
movies. That's the only poll we're ever going to post. What movie do you want us to make next?
Yeah, and then we'll just preview just the audio for the episode, and you'll have to subscribe to the YouTube to see. And then, no. It's in the works.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, as you can see, we're stalling because there's not a lot to talk about. The movie's pretty straightforward.
I mean, we can
pretty simple premise.
Yeah, we can dive just right into what goes down and then giggle about.
I don't think he gets I don't think he gets a lot of kills. I think I only counted 3 in this movie. Yeah. He opens up. We opened up with a kill, which I was surprised to see. He is fucking with this old Irish couple. The O'Dearys, O'Drearys, O'Dials,
nope,
O'Grady's.
Starts with a G. Yep, there you go.
Got it, sorry. I don't know. Whoopsies. O'Grady.
O'Drearys.
Manages to kill the wife just by, like, spook jump scaring her downstairs. She broke her neck. Yikes.
Okay.
I feel like we could have been scarier if we did more with his powers.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. He has so much potential to be this. Like magic, maybe they just didn't have the CGI or the budget with $1 million. Yeah. But come on, you can practical effect some better spooks in there.
Yeah, and he's got this really cool ability. He can imitate anybody's voice, and he does that a lot in this movie. So I'll give they explored some realms.
It was real Megan of them.
Yeah. There was a bit where, like, he lost his hand, but he was able to still control his hand from like another area to let himself in. Could have done more of that.
Stole that right from Evil Dead. You know, I'm starting to see a pattern in this movie, okay? They're not very original.
But instead we get like a 2-minute long scene where he busts out with a tricycle and it plays in like 2x speed.
Yeah. That's like what is there's a scene in like in The Wizard of Oz, I'm pretty sure, with it, the what are they called? The flying monkeys are flying around. And they're all just moving like hyper speed around.
Yeah, there's like 2 minutes in the movie where it's just cutting. He's riding a tricycle. Jennifer Aniston's running around some halls. Tricycle, halls, tricycle, halls. I'm just like, is this a chase scene? Is this our final girl circuit? Because, you know, all Texas Chainsaw Massacre did was make her run in a circle in the woods, and it was really effective.
For like 25 minutes.
And I enjoyed all 25 minutes.
Yes, indeed.
But for this 3 minutes of hallway and then tricycle, I wasn't, you know, I just wasn't, just really wasn't captured, believe it or not. Wasn't the most entertaining.
One of the problems I do have with this movie, we'll go back to the start. How does the old guy, O'Grady, outsmart the leprechaun twice? He outsmarts him one time to steal his gold, and then he outsmarts him again to get him stuck in the crate.
Because you can't beat a psychotic Irishman. Who's drunk as well.
Oh, okay. Nice. You're right. He was a drunk. You're right.
I bet you, if this was a sober Irishman, no shot.
That leprechaun, doesn't exist, so.
Leprechaun all we'll the never way. Know. Exactly.
Get it? Making fun of the Irish.
Woo, we can do that. We can do that, right?
That's allowed. Next week, we're making fun of the Italians.
Yeah, just know.
Give me the pasta.
If you couldn't already tell, I'm super Irish. It's one of the bigger
my last name's literally Mooney.
Yeah, last name's White, so we've been to some Irish shops in our time. You know, we've drank our fair share of car bombs and Guinness, okay?
No Guinness for me. Thank you, though.
Whatever.
Oh, remember regardless. The Guinness Blonde?
Yeah.
Let us know if you ever had Guinness Blonde and didn't die on the spot when you drank it.
And Guinness, let us know if you want a sponsor.
I think we might have to actually turn that down if they ask. Just say politely, no thank you.
We'll handle it. We'll handle it when we get the email from their legal team, all right? Mm-hmm. I am not. Mm-hmm. I'm deeply afraid. But, they decided to accelerate our plot through... Wikipedia referred to him as the dim-witted friend. The plot accelerant is him swallowing a coin. So eventually, when Leprechaun gets his sack of exactly 100 coins, he's missing one. And that's how we get our final showdown.
Greedy little fella.
Not the most engaging, but would I be able to write anything better? Probably. But I'm not going to.
Would I be able to do it? Yes.
I think so, yes. But some other highlights. I think I really like his pogo stick kill. That was creative. This is something.
Yeah, stop.
Come on.
I
got to give it its flowers. Of the 3 kills we get,
I know.
4 kills maybe. I think it's just the 3. Old lady, a cop, and then this guy, right? The shop owner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they could go back, they need to just throw, like, he needs to just be kid on the street, dead, like,
just
cab driver, dead. Like, I need to just see, like, 40 people in this town just decapitated by the leprechaun.
They just treat him too much of, like, a troll when...
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to fuck around. That's why I think him being the In the Hood movies are so funny, because by then they're like, yeah, let's just goof it up. And I think even the third one, when they're direct to video, they're already goofing it up. Because that movie opens and he's in fucking Vegas, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
I think that whole movie takes place in a casino.
I think you're right. Now that you mention it.
Look, I'm going to try to cut as much of the coughing as I can. But you know what? I am only human.
Yeah,
I am
not
God's strongest soldier.
If you guys can't tell, things are starting to germinate here where we live.
So
and Dan has asked me to stop saying where we live because of his comments on the... No, I'm just kidding.
Look, hear me out. I'm getting over acute bronchitis is what they told me.
He had a bronchiosaurus in his throat.
Yeah, okay.
And he got throated.
They put me on 4 different medications, and we're powering through. So just appreciate the leprechaun commentary you're getting, and get excited for next week's episode. Mm-hmm. Men, John and I, be there. Let us know bloody spork feeding topics for the third one.
Man. Oh, yeah, dude. I swear to God, March is going by so fast.
Yeah.
January was like 3 months long, and now we're March.
Yeah, I know. It's always like that, but God, it's crazy. Man, I don't want to talk about Leprechaun anymore, but it's okay. Does he say... God. You know, where's the merit come from the movie? Where do you find the positives in this?
Firstly, I think it took advantage of something that a lot of movies were doing. Like, if you look at movies from this era, from literally, like, basically 80 to 90, we'll consider this in that range, even though it's just outside. It was it was like, I think they filmed it in like 91 or something. So I'm just going to count it in that range. A lot of movies were going on this route of like, okay, mystical creatures, and we're going to make them super practical looking, where they're just going to be puppets or like kids in costumes, and they're borderline horror, like almost not scary at all, no kills, most of it's jump scares. Most of it's just loud screeching. And I think they took that idea and actually tried. So that's where the merit comes. They were like, you know what? We haven't seen a single kill in a movie since 1976 in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So we're going to put some in this thing.
Excuse me. Yeah. What are some other fairy tale creatures we could turn slasher and have a good time with at this point? Because I know that there's another one that exists that's not the Leprechaun. Rumpelstiltskin. There's a Rumpelstiltskin horror movie. I know that
exists.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
I think it's literally just called Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, Rumpelforeskin. I'm familiar.
No. Like, what are some other creatures? We have Ginger Dead Man. That's technically...
We have Jack Frost.
You think of the Shrek universe, right?
Yeah. Literally, yes, I do.
That's my reference point. What Shrek character has been a horror movie character before?
Well, Jack Frost isn't from Shrek, but he's got one. Krampus has one.
Yeah.
Pinocchio, I think, has one.
That would make sense.
That's actually like a pretty terrifying premise, like if you think about it.
Yeah.
Especially with his nose, it like grows when he lies. He's just standing in front of you like, I'm not going to cut your fingers off. And then his nose just starts growing. Like, I mean, I'd be pretty scared of that.
It's pretty spooky already.
The Three Little Pigs.
I'm sure there's plenty of wolf movies.
Hoodwinked is a horror movie. So
Hoodwinked. Let us know. Let us know if we can talk about Hoodwinked, because I got some things to say about Hoodwinked. But
next, you know what? Next spork feeding. We're going to do an episode on all of those movies. Over the Hedge, Hoodwinked, Flushed Away, G-Force. We're doing all of them.
Why they're all actually terrifying movies, and why America needs to be more alert.
Ratatouille.
These kinds of movies. Ratatouille. I forget who asked me recently, but since this is such a goofy episode already, Ratatouille versus Stuart Little, who are you taking in a street fight?
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah.
It's got to... Well, actually, no. Let's think about this critically. Let's think about this critically for a second.
Yeah.
What's his name? Remy?
Yeah.
He is a street rat. But he is cowardly.
Yeah.
Stuart Little is brave. He went to school with real people.
But Stuart Little's a mouse.
But he is just a mouse. So if we're going like...
If we're thinking realistically, biologically... Remy's like twice the size of Stuart Little.
Yeah, if we put a mouse and a rat in a box, the rat's going to win. But these animals specifically, it would be closer than you think.
I think so, but I think Remy's got some streets to him, so he just pulls out on top. I think he got bullied probably by the other rats at some point.
Rat that's also the rat too?
That's just a clean sweep. He just does whatever he wants. On the topic, okay, let's make it more relevant. All right, Leprechaun versus Rumpelstiltskin. Who these creatures never meet. This is our American's deadliest warrior.
What even was wasn't he like something with a loom and a top Rumpel's, of a castle or something?
Rumpelstiltskin wants like your firstborn, I'm pretty sure, yeah?
I'm actually super unfamiliar with Rumpelstiltskin.
Was a cowardly peasant who ascended to power by killing the Dark One? I don't know this story of Rumpelstiltskin.
I don't. That's not real. I don't believe that. That's Rumpelstiltskin propaganda. You need to look up the real story.
There's like three Rumpelstiltskin films. I don't know.
Posted
don't...
by R. Stiltskin. That's probably what it says.
There's one for There's a 1955 film, an 87, and a 95 Rumpelstiltskin film.
Let's look at the 87. I think the 87 is the one we got to go on.
I know one of these is a horror movie, so come on. Not the 87. The 87 is a musical fantasy. Okay.
Gross.
Here we go. 95. This comes out a year after, or no, this comes out during the Leprechaun run. You're telling me there's no Leprechaun versus Rumpelstiltskin movie already? There's money to be made here, people.
Agreed.
Come on.
And then you just have Krampus, like the Rayquaza of the two of them, that just comes out of nowhere. Like, stop it!
Guys, come on, you can both work for me, let's go.
You can't flood the earth.
Oh, Rumpelstiltskin was not a success at the box office.
Wow. Who would have guessed that?
It made only 300K, with its widest release being 54 theaters.
300K? Wow. What was its budget?
Jeez Louise. Okay, so, budget? $3 million? It's, oh my god.
Ooh.
Jeez Louise.
Ooh, you hate to see it. 1 point for Leprechaun.
Oh, man. Let's see. This groan-inducing would-be camp boasts some good makeup, but is still easily the worst of the 90s crop of fairy tale horrors. What are the other fairy tale horrors?
Yeah, okay, you know what? This has turned into a spork-feeding episode, fairy tale horrors. I need to look up this
Yeah,
nonsense.
Basically, I hope you're still here for this, because this is going to be the interesting part of the episode. What is this? Rumpelstiltskin, the whole Leprechaun series. What fairy tale creature movies are just existing during this era that I'm completely unfamiliar with?
Okay, I'm like, I just typed in fairy tale horror, and it's all just like the Hansel and Gretel remakes constantly. Red Riding Hood has a horror movie. Labyrinth, they're counting.
Okay.
I have seen Rumpelstiltskin, actually.
Okay, so we get a Snow White, A Tale of Terror in 97. That might be a porno, honestly.
Ooh, Sleepy Hollow. That's a good movie.
Okay.
It's a Headless Horseman.
Oh, okay.
That's a good movie. You can't hate on that one.
Mirror Mirror, 1990.
Oh, that looks terrifying.
That looks promising from this little movie poster I'm looking at. Let's see. IMDb has a link that says, sort by popularity, most popular horror feature, films tagged with keyword fairy tale. But the first one is The Babadook, so I don't know. Can we get some just like, I just wanted the 90s. I put in the year 90s. Should we look at Troll 2 from 1990? It says comedy horror.
Wait, I think Troll 1 I've seen.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I swear to God.
1986?
I swear to God. I swear.
Interesting. I'm not... Yeah, we get a... Oh, God. Yeah, like I said, a Snow White movie. I'm not seeing this crop of fairy tale movies.
Okay, Dan. I will explain to you what Troll 1986 is about.
Here we go. I hope you guys are ready for this.
These people live in this apartment complex. Yeah. And there's a troll in the basement, and it takes over this little girl's body. Okay. Basically, it's the leprechaun thing, but it like just becomes this little girl, and it turns the entire apartment complex into like troll city, basically.
Okay.
And then there's a woman who lives upstairs who's a witch, who her job is to protect humanity from the troll people and stuff. And she's like telling this kid like how to do it and stuff, and then they save the apartment complex from the trolls.
That's
and it was marked as a horror, so I watched it, and it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Okay. I'm inspired, for sure.
But anyway, Leprechaun, better than all of these.
So Leprechaun v. Rumpelstiltskin, to Leprechaun
troll,
cheap.
And the troll guy.
Triple threat match between these wonderful creatures. Yeah, I don't really know. I can't seem to find any more of these 90s fairy tale crap movies, but I tried. Just know we made an effort. pulling Rumpelstiltskin out was a big enough of a get for me, honestly. And Okay, so Mr. Lore Accurate, is killing a leprechaun with a four-leaf clover true to lore? Is that a thing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, bro. Don't know.
Come on.
I know, you'd think I would know the history of my ancestors, but I'm more worried. I was more worried about those potatoes.
Ah, yeah, fair.
And then they weren't growing.
Yeah, and the snakes. They didn't really talk about the real horrors to the Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
The potato famine. Ones.
And then Easter Island.
Yeah, that's it's its own spork feeding episode. Regardless, we leprechaun's really hard to talk about, guys.
I mean, it's just not. There's not episode. Much in the movie. There's just not much in it. I mean, the plot's cut and dry. There's no character development really. You feel for Ozzy a little bit, but then he tries to sacrifice himself, and they're like, "No, don't."
There's a scene. Okay, so let me talk about this goofy ass scene with Jennifer Aniston, where she's standing in front of a truck and something is stroking like her ankles while she's standing in front of this truck. And she's like, oh, Nathan, stop it. What? That doesn't even make any sense. For him to be stroking her ankles, he would have to be under the hood of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And she just watched him walk into the house, I'm pretty sure.
And then he's like, how do you know that's him? He's like, she's like, I know what it feels like to be touched.
And he's like, what? Yeah. Also, we see Leprechaun's hands. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. It feels good to feel Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
Grabbing on your ankle like that. You
got the sandpaper turkey feet.
Yeah, for real. I wasn't sold, you know? Me personally, I just wasn't sold.
I wasn't sold by a lot of this movie. Ever being
come
honest.
On, Jennifer. You know better.
Miss Aniston. But,
Miss Aniston. They give her a dad in this movie for some reason.
Pointless, yeah.
Inclusion of a character of ever. His whole purpose was to buy this house to put them in this situation, and then Leprechaun injures him enough to just sideline him for the rest of the movie.
He just goes to the hospital.
he gets to be presented as world's dumbest dad because he brought his clearly prima donna used to money daughter into this disgustingly abandoned tarantula filled house.
Yeah.
Which is its own horror movie, literally.
It's like this movie was when they were still trying to figure out like horror movie tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of just like mix and matched a couple of them. And we're like, all right, we'll see if this sticks. It didn't. But
mixed and matched, threw in a little bit of magic and a leprechaun, and we're like, this will stick.
They're like, all right, here stick. We go. We're gonna get the challenge guy in here. We're gonna get preppy girl. We're gonna get magic, and then we're gonna get PG-13 quality.
Yes.
And let's see if that combination makes the Powerpuff Girls.
We're gonna sell so many fucking tickets. You have no idea.
And then they did the opposite of that.
The kid actor is god awful. I couldn't stand that little kid.
Yeah,
he's not funny. He's rude.
You know,
I'm not going to say he deserved to die. Okay, harsh, but...
You know what just hit me?
What's that?
You know why she hates this movie? It's because Courtney Cox was in Scream. that's it. I don't know how I just came to that conclusion now.
He cracked the code.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, it's pretty... Yeah, because Courtney Cox also got to do Scream during Friends. Sorry, Jen.
She just took a fat L on that, and I don't blame her for not wanting to be associated.
That's good. Anybody counterpoint, let us know. I think Gavin's cracked the case, though.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Yes.
Unfortunate. Anything else you want to say on the series as a whole?
No, I mean, like I said, it just turned into like a Nightmare on Elm Street goofiness, but it never had any of the appeal, really.
Yeah.
So they kind of just...
Leprechaun's
I know
just
Warwick Davis really
enough.
Cared about it.
Yeah. But the marketability behind a leprechaun when, you know, Lucky Charms is already super prominent across households America. They even have a box of Lucky Charms in the movie. Like, the leprechaun eats Lucky Charms. And I just know they were ha-ha in the studio. He just sticks his hand in there, and like all the pieces just stick to his hand for some reason.
Mm.
And he just smacks himself in the face. He's like, nom, 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 nom. I'm
amazing.
Just like, why am I watching this happen. This is disgusting.
That's quality.
And he makes sure they make sure to show the box off to the camera, so you know he's eating Lucky Charms. Good gag. Good gag. Worth 100%.
Yeah, I just don't. I also don't really know what their target audience was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell because there's not enough violence.
Yeah, they were so obviously caught between. Funny. Yeah, they were caught between, you know, true horror and comedy, and then they're like, "We'll just do horror comedy," and then fell so far short of both.
I did think it. Where's Goofy? Maybe not. I just really like the tricycle. That's all I could write about. It was really funny.
It's a quality scene.
Oh, and the toy car he ends up driving and gets pulled over in. That's pretty funny too. His whole little tidbit with the cop, where the cop just played himself. He played himself. But Leprechaun's a smart guy, you know.
Apparently, unless he's fighting Irishman.
Drunk Irishman. Common weakness of the Leprechaun. All right, I'm pretty sure there's a Disney movie about that. I could be wrong though.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah,
Banger? Basketball.
Oh, never mind. Not good. But I do remember it.
Are you referring to Sky High?
Cinematic classic. Could never forget.
Next Spork Feeding, we're gonna do a Disney. Made for TV movies, original, is that what they're called?
I think they're just original Disney.
Oh, movies. Disney originals or whatever.
Yeah. Disney had the originals way back.
All right, Dan. Here's a quick quiz. What was the song they would always play with the kids jumping through the movie reels before every Disney original movie?
This guy thinks. Come on, man.
Come on, it's dude. Like, I know it wasn't on Cartoon Network, but you still got to know this. It's been
like 15 years. Oh God.
I'm Dan White, and you're watching Disney Channel.
That is just not correct.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That's close. I think you're in the ballpark for sure. Anything you want to say? Sign off on Leprechaun?
Nah, bro. We got to give our scores. Let's wrap this shit up. This movie was kind of poopy butt.
Poopy butt. You guys really like. I'm sure you guys will really like this episode. I think it was a fun, goofy hang with the bros.
I mean,
we need an episode like this, a real low effort one every now and then. All right, there's a lot going on.
We've been banging them out. Dan's in school. I'm working to death. But we got to have easy stuff every once in a while.
And I'm super sick, so forgive me.
If this movie didn't have St. Patrick's Day on its side, no one would ever talk about this movie ever again. That's what Rumpelstiltskin is lacking.
Yeah, it just is lacking a national holiday, is all.
Yeah,
but And honestly, we're only talking about it because we haven't done a holiday movie since Krampus.
Yeah.
You know, we decided to forego My Bloody Valentine for your guys' sake so we could talk about the even shittier Leprechaun.
Yeah, duh. We even did a Thanksgiving episode, so y'all can get over it.
So,
talk about terrible movies that nobody's going to watch outside of a holiday.
Apologies for the if you guys are watching Leprechaun on any other month outside of March, I don't know, or congratulations.
I know, you need to put the bottle down and get a job.
Yeah, they made sure that the drunk old Irish white man was drinking whiskey. He gets out of his car, chugs a bottle of Jameson, I'm sorry, and then just throws it in his front yard.
And then proceeds to outsmart the Leprechaun a second time.
Yeah, proceeds to tell his Irish wife, "I got gold. We are leaving.
We're
rich." And then, somehow they actually get a coin value. It's like, about $500 a pop. Okay. Says who?
Yeah, I don't know if that conversion rate really lines up.
Who's the market for Leprechaun gold coins?
A pirate.
Where are the pirate horror movies?
I already told you, dude. Pirates of the Caribbean is a horror movie if you watch it in the dark alone.
Let us know what you think in the Spotify survey.
Do you want us to make a pirate horror movie?
Excuse me.
I'll say that again while Dan's not coughing. Do you want us to make a pirate horror movie?
Now, see, that sounds promising. I don't know how promising, but promising.
I'll
bloody
be Luffy.
Spork turns Sorry. Bloody Hook. Boo. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, Dan, what's your score?
Fuck. I got mine. Two? One and a half.
Yeah, one.
One and a half.
It's just not. It's not even like super enjoyable. Honestly, it's just movie.
Like I know it's one of those movies. It's from the '90s. People are like, oh, come on, man. Blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, okay, cool, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta realize I was born after this movie. So this is our issue with talking about these older movies. We don't even have the nostalgia attachment to give it a positive light. I understand why people like these movies, and I know why people hold on to these movies near and dear. Same thing for all the big series of movies. That's not going to stop my, you know, technical Gen Z label ass from shitting all over it. So,
well, whatever. And what I really hate is people always want to throw 13 Ghosts as worst movie ever made, but no one ever talks about this movie as being the worst movie ever made.
Or Rumpelstiltskin.
And this one is way worse. But people are like, oh, 13 Ghosts. I don't know why anybody likes it. That movie's terrible. Everyone's like, eh, Leprechaun, cool. What?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think a lot of people stick up for Leprechaun probably because of Warwick Davis, which is fair. So, yeah. There's nothing wrong with Warwick Davis as Leprechaun.
Honestly, the Leprechaun is a good character.
Yes.
The movie is just bad. Yeah.
It's just like Leprechaun by itself isn't enough to be like there should just be a big fairy tale horror movie and you just have like all of these characters basically as like a mini army against I don't know a small group of people.
Yeah, or like like more leprechauns.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. You just got to realize you're using a 3 foot tall man and that's just not that scary.
And you're not even making him like that magic. He's like bare minimum magic.
Yeah. Yeah, or yeah, just let him be the fucking actual magical entity that he is.
I know. Have him just be like levitating and like, like he's doing literally like lightning bolts literally coming.
Teleporting right before our very eyes at some point. Are you going to tell me you can't do more with him? Come on.
That's it. We're remaking the Leprechaun.
Remaking Leprechaun? I'll contact Warwick. We'll get this thing rolling.
Literally just contact any small person. Notice how I didn't say the M word because we're politically correct around here.
Very forward thinking individuals. Mm-hmm. That's gonna do it. That's wraps. God, that's wraps. Sorry again for a short episode. Be on the lookout for next week's banger. I'm sure.
Honestly, the Leprechaun episode ended at like 30, and we're at like 50. So
yeah, we were done talking about the Leprechaun as soon as I said Remy or Stuart Little. But
yeah, I mean,
we hope you had a good time.
This movie is literally like you sit on your phone as it's on the TV. Like,
well, I almost fell asleep right before recording because I was watching it. I cannot do this for much longer.
Yeah, it's not a great movie.
I had to just start doing chores, you know?
What do we got next, Dan?
So John and I are going to do Men next week, another A24 film. So that'll be your, you know, Thinker Man's episode, all right? If you want some, like, you know, content.
If you want to hear some actual review, go to the next one.
But spork feeding, we need a new topic for this month. Let us know what you want down below or else we're defaulting to pirates, all right?
Yeah.
So yes, pirates are bust.
Yeah, there's some like, and it doesn't have to be like a general, there's something really specific at us. We can make it for people worth of conversation. Like it's
and
not.
We'll make it an hour.
Yeah, you can throw anything at us, even if it's like, I don't even know.
Yeah, and so I think the business decision is Chelsea is just a permanent fixture of the spork feeding episodes. So hopefully there's no negative feedback there. Thanks, listeners. And get in those spork feeding topics. Go ahead. You can follow us on Instagram at Bloody Spork. You can follow us on Twitter at Bloody Spork Pod. And you can email us further movie suggestions. And or other spork feeding topics at bloodysporkpod@gmail.com. I think that's it from us.
Yep.
We got to get more active on Twitter. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's on me a little bit.
Twitter's a hard one to grow on. That's for sure. And we're trying our best, slowly but surely. I think the summer is where we're really going to prosper when we all just have equal amounts of free time outside of our jobs to do things.
Agreed.
So, once we get through this semester, better episodes,
better movies. Fun.
I'm trying to, you know, plan out games and write out little things, little bits and pieces here and there to actually do. But it's hard when I have to film my own films. So, be on the lookout. Bloody Spork to the moon.
Yer.
Thanks, Sporkies. Bye, Sporkies.
Bye, Sporkies.